You know, we're no better than our fathers. But then if you go to the 18th verse of the same chapter, this is God talking to Elijah. This was Elijah. Does anybody have any idea that Elijah was not a prophet of God? I'm telling you, he was a prophet of God. But he was ready to just die, give it all up, because he thought he was the only person in the whole world that was still serving God. But this is what God said to Elijah. He said, "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." 7,000 people. Don't you know that Elijah got up from there and said, "My Lord, how have you hit all them folks for me? I didn't know there's anybody around." I really believe that God has got far more people out there than he's got in here. This church will not be able to handle all the people that's here in this area in the near future. That sound like a dumb statement? We can look around tonight and it's a dumb statement. But I'm going to prophesy to you that it will happen, that this church will not be able to hold all the people in the Little Rock area. We're in a training program. Did you know that we put on a meeting, what was it now, 2 weeks ago? Seems like it just last, you know, yesterday, but wasn't it 2 weeks ago? Brother Smith called me on the phone and asked my thoughts on it. I said, "Brother Smith, if you want to have a meeting, we'll have a meeting." I said, "It kind of lines up with the saying that we used to have in a place where I worked one time." I said, "We've done so much with so little for so long that we feel like we can do anything with nothing at all in no time flat." We had a meeting here. We done good. According to everybody in leadership, we done good. I believe we could have a meeting next week if we wanted to. I thought you might run up here and talk. Knock on my head, Brother Mike. But isn't it wonderful to know that we can pull together. We know how to do the job. We can get it done. We're in a training program. God's trying to train us and get us ready for the onslaught of people that's coming. There's folks coming. I made the statement to Brother Smith Sunday night. Did y'all notice all the young folks that we had in our church and all of them that was gathered around up here and sang in the choir? Wasn't that a beautiful number? Aren't you appreciative of our youth? But my statement was this to him, that if all the youth will stay in this church and will dedicate their lives and give themselves to God's work, that this church will more than double in just a few years. Don't ask me how I know that. I just know that it's going to happen. I just know. Anyway, I thought that I'd bring that little point up, you know, that I run across there. Brother Talley asked me to read some scriptures over in 1 Philippians. Correct. Fourth chapter, 8th verse. This is Paul talking to the Philippian people and trying to get us ready, or trying to get them ready to think on a different level, on a different plane. We got a crowd coming, folks. Got a crowd coming. Our thoughts have got to change. I would like to think that I could keep on thinking like I am and it would work out all right. But I know as I stand here tonight, Brother, I'm going to use the term Brother Liniger gave us, and he was applying it a little different than what I'm going to apply it tonight, but he used the term stinking thinking. If we use our thinking as we're doing it tonight to try to help all the new people that's coming our way, we're in trouble. Well, let me rephrase that. If I continue to think like I'm thinking, in working with God's people that He's going to bring in amongst us, I am in trouble. And they are in trouble. They're in more trouble than I'm in, because what they're dealing with, or what they're running into, is they're running into they're running into a teacher that might be qualified to teach kindergarten, possibly, instead of first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, twelfth, on up. But wouldn't you like to get to the place to where that whoever walks up to you, that you'll be able to help them on whatever grade level they're on? That takes a lot of training. But God is giving us that training even though we don't realize it. Brother Talley, I think, made mention earlier in the service that that we're going through things. Our lives, each of us are going through our own experiences in life. But those experiences that we're going through teach us something. If we take them right, they're teaching us something. My granddaughter come through the house the other night. She went to a class orientation, I think is what they called it. When she come back from class orientation, I asked her, I said, "What did you learn?" She looked at me, walked on. The next day, I had a chance to set her down beside me. I said, "Let me tell you something. Whenever Papa asks you that question, you've been to a meeting of some type, did you learn anything?" I said, "The answer is always yes." You've learned something. Might be just, to me it might not mean a whole lot, but to her it means something. But God has taken us to meetings in life, back and forth. Let me start with this scripture. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, our life experiences is teaching us these things." We're learning something from every life experience that we're going through. If we'll trust God, God is taking us through this for a purpose. He's trying to teach us something. And if we can get the lesson it's not just for you. It's not just for me. That lesson is for God's people. You may think, well, this is my lesson, and it's all for me. I'm the only one who went through it. You know, I don't need any more. That's it. That's all of it. Look, there's thousands of people out here that's having the same kind of experience that you're having, but they don't have anybody to go to. What if they come through the door and say, my Lord, I'm in trouble. I got this situation. I don't know what in the world I'm going to do about it. Well, what's the problem? You know, that's the first thing you got to do is find out what is the problem. So they go to Brother Smith and they say, this and this and this and this, this is my problem. And Brother Smith says, I got just the man you need to talk to. Now, do you think that he'd call my name? Brother Wayne said, I want you to go talk to this person here. Said, you know, they had $1 million and they went broke and they don't know what in the world they're going to do. I'm sorry, folks. That's not one of my life's experiences yet. I don't know what to tell a guy, you know. What am I going to tell him? Yeah, been there, done that? No, I can't tell him that. We're going to have to call Brother Mike Smith. Because he's made that kind of money. You know? I know you're thinking, well, hopefully he will. But he's made that kind of money. He's had that kind of experience. You know what I mean? He was making big money and all of a sudden he went bankrupt. He hit the ground on his nose and plowed it for a while. But he's back up. God blessed him. He's back on his feet. Doing good. He's had the experience. He's the man that needs to go talk to this brother. I hope nobody's taking this personal because I don't mean it that way at all. But what I'm trying to point out is that these life experiences that we're having is lessons that God's taken us through and teaching us. And if we'll hold on and trust God through every one of them, He is teaching us a lesson that will help His people when He brings them here. And I'm telling you, folks, they're coming. I was told that over 40 years ago that there's a crowd standing on the outside waiting to get through the door. We haven't got ready for them yet is the problem. Wouldn't you like to get ready for him? That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to get ready for him. I'd like to see him come through the doors. Because they need saving just like I do. But don't you want to be ready to help them when they get here? Hey, man, you get 400 or 500 people in this church. Brother Smith's going to have his hands full. He's not going to be able to do it all by himself. So let's get ready. Let's get ready. I hadn't finished this scripture yet. Whatsoever things are lovely. There's some lovely things about God. Lovely things. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. My father, he raised, what was it, 3 boys and 2 girls. And, of course, as we hit our teenage years, he knew about what we was doing just about before we done it. But his statement was to this effect, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. And believe you me, he didn't let us idle around much. I appreciate being here tonight and feeling this wonderful covering. Let's get ready. Let's work. Let's labor because God's going to bring some more people to us.
got school kids that need to be in school tomorrow, so we'll let them go home. The last part of that scripture, Brother McGowan was reading, it said that these things that you have learned, received, and heard, and seen in me, we have to do them. That's the good part, isn't it? We have to do them. So anyway, let's thank God for this service tonight, and keep our hearts open. Pray for Brother Durham, his family, and the other requests that we mentioned earlier tonight, and remember God's people, Brother Smith. Pray for him. And keep us, his people, in his care. So let's stand here and ask God to be with us and go home with us and keep his hand up on us. Father in heaven, we thank you this night, Lord.